Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to UBS Global Research Pod Hub, a channel that shares insights from economists, strategists, and equity analysts on the pivotal questions and events shaping today's market. My name is Caroline Li, Product Manager and China Deputy Head, and I'm here with Paul Gong, Head of China Auto Research. In today's episode, we are going to be taking a high-level look at the theme of robotaxi, which Paul recently put out an APEC focus report. So welcome, Paul. A couple of years ago, you put out a Q-series on autonomous driving. And this summer, robotaxi. What made you write about this theme this time?
Yeah, sure. As time goes by, we're actually seeing the technologies gradually moving from the science fiction, like a legend, into the practical use. And last year, there were two independent robotaxi companies in China that went listing. So right now, we believe it is also at certain inflection points that the vehicle themselves, at least in China, the cost could decline to below 300,000 RMB or below $50,000. So at this cost, it is already paving the ground to replace the existing human driving taxis and DDs from the economic point of view. So it is an interesting time that at this cost, these robotaxi companies could also expand the fleet to about 1,000 units each, and that could provide certain like reasonable good coverage, at least for some cities. So we believe it is close to certain inflection points, and this is also arguably a milestone for the development of this technology.
It's quite interesting and exciting indeed. I have yet to ride in a robotaxi myself, but as we were working about this report, we talked about technology barrier, but also progress, as you highlighted. We talk about policy hurdle. Do you think there's really a potential market in place for this sort of technology, and what need to happen for it to realize?
Yeah, sure. There is indeed such markets. If you think about taxis in China, there are over 2 million taxis. And if you add the ride-on-demand mobilities, the DD, that is probably another 5 million units. So there are roughly like 10 million, if you can call drivers that is working on this. So when you think about this, this is actually a pretty boring job. It is kind of like tedious job. The drivers work for more than 10 hours, 12 hours during the day, and it is sometimes even difficult for them to find the toilets. So it's not really a job that is enjoyable. And when you think about the population, aging population trends, demographics. Nowadays, every year there are more people going to retire than the people joining into the working force. And when you are thinking about the retiring people, maybe 1% of them have a university degree. But when you are thinking about, say, the newly joined force, 30-40% of them already own the university degree. So we are facing that the blue workers as a neighbors, they are declining in total numbers, and on the other hand, we are having like more and more well-educated science and engineering backgrounds, university graduates joining the labor force. So from the labor force point of view, we do have to think how to use the clever technologies to improve the efficiency, to use the technology to replace, to do some of the tedious jobs that fewer and fewer people are going to do so. So we have estimated the market size. If the whole China is replaced with a robotaxi, that would be like a $200 billion US dollar market. If this technology is also available in the rest of the world. We're not really counting the United States because they have their own local players, and the geopolitics prevent Chinese companies really have an opportunity there. But just the rest of the world, outside China, outside US, that is probably another $200 billion of the market for the robotaxi operation. So we do have these markets for such sort of technology in our view.
Yeah, indeed. I want to come back to the market size potential within China and outside in a bit. But the social and demographic reason you mentioned certainly very interesting. But at this point, robotaxi business model is still very limited by government approval areas where they are approved to operate. I understand recently you had some test ride in Guangzhou, maybe some other cities. Can you share with our listeners on those experiences?
Yeah, sure. Actually, the experience is not really homogeneous. For example, the two companies that we have test rode for the initiation purpose of this sector, one of them, the location is in Scientific Corporate Park. So you can imagine like there is one island that is well planned, that is well paved with the roads, with pretty clear of the road condition. And the vehicles just roll without any driver inside of that. This is indeed more like the science fiction comes into the reality. And the feeling is like we are living in the future. The other company's operation area is in a more chaotic, more like the down to the earth, the suburban between say the downtown and a little bit of the more real world, I will call it. So you get a lot of the traffic, you get some of the traffic, like the two-wheelers, electric two-wheelers, and the delivery guys, they are not really exactly following every traffic rule. So the traffic is heavier and more chaotic. And under this situation, the robotaxi was also driving in a kind of like more realistic world. So it could say accelerate, it could say cut into the lane, and sometimes it even received echoes from the beeps of the other drivers. So the experience is kind of like somewhere from the scientific, living in the future, into the down to the earth real world. And it really depends on the preference of the companies on the software aggressiveness and also in the driving environment. But in short, this is a pretty close, I would say, versus a human driving. I think just from the technology itself demonstrating, we can say it is already there. It's ready.
Yeah, sounds like the second example you shared, the robot taxi handles real world traffic quite well, not a simulated controlled area. And along this, as an auto analyst, you cover lots of OEMs, EV, autonomous driving. How do you see robot taxi potentially trigger disruption across the board for your sector?
There are two forces actually. Right now, the development of autonomous driving have two paths eventually to the same goal. One of the paths is through this robotaxi. This is basically a level 4 autonomous driving, but only available in some limited geographic areas, like say certain areas in the city, and gradually expanding to the majority of the city and eventually to the whole city. And eventually, hopefully one day we could cover the whole country with this level 4 technology. The other path is on all the volume produced cars that every average consumer could buy. And the functionality right now is more like driving assistance. So level 2 plus autonomous driving assistance, it can do certain functions, but require the drivers to be ready to take over if the vehicle doesn't know how to handle that complicated situation. So on this front, it is more like the technology gradually improve by itself, and eventually it could also do the level 4 autonomous driving. Of course, geographic-wise, it doesn't really have any limitation within the country. So the two paths would eventually converge. And then into that situation, it's not only the robotaxi, it can be, say, you buy the vehicle and it gives you a robot chauffeur free of charge and not occupying your driver's seats. So instead of putting only 4 passengers into the vehicle, you can actually probably design into 2 rows and 6 passenger seats. And if you are lazy to send your kids into the school, the vehicles could deliver the kids to the school in the morning and pick up the elder people from the hospital in the afternoon, and maybe taking you back home after you get drunk in the pub in the late evening. So that would be the situation where the vehicle themselves would be the automatic or autonomous vehicles by itself. Some of them would serve as a robotaxi. Some of them would be exclusive vehicles for the family, and 24 hours multiplied by 7 days, always ready to send you anywhere. So that is the ultimate goal. When or how many years we are going to take until there, right now it is a little bit too early to say, but still, then that would significantly change the products of cars by itself. Today we are talking about, say, the EVs versus ICE cars. And then if the cars could drive by itself, actually the difference between the EVs and ICE cars would be less significant compared to the vehicles that needs a human to drive, or the vehicle that can drive by itself.
Sounds like very, very exciting innovation. And I certainly see a lot of user cases that you described, drunken part aside. I can see myself adopting that, not enjoying driving myself. As the technology evolves, there's a lot of discussion, China being an innovative leader. So I want to switch gear and come back to the global market opportunity, as you referred earlier. How do you see this technology being adopted outside of China? We know there's Waymo, for example, in the U.S. already running, but just from global perspective, what can you tell us?
Yeah, sure. Actually, when you think about, say, the opportunities, some of the other regions are facing the population aging even more urgently than, say, China, than the inflation of the blue collar workers' wages. So you can imagine, say, certain countries facing more aging population, including Japan, including some of the European countries. And at the same time, in some other regions, that the drivers' job or taxi drivers are mostly done by, or even 100% done by, immigrants. And that creates certain of social issues in those countries, and natives do not do so. So, and of course, from the commercial point of view, it really depends on how expensive the taxi or the Uber is. Usually, the more expensive it is, the easier to justify the commerciality of this technology. And relatively speaking, taking taxi in China is not expensive by, say, global DM, developed market standards. Usually this could be only, let's say, $50 per kilometers. But in most of the Western countries, the price could be, say, $2 or even higher than that. So theoretically, Any countries with a higher GDP per capita compared to China could have a application case from the commerciality point of view for this technology.
I'm sure we'll keep revisiting this theme and track the milestone in robotaxi themes. Thank you, Paul, for joining us today.
Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you for visiting the UBS Research Pod Hub. That was an overview of Robotaxi with me, Caroline Lee, and Paul Gong at UBS. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tune in again and also share this episode with a friend or colleague. Thank you.
This content has been prepared by UBS AG, its subsidiaries and/or affiliates, and is purely informational in nature. It is not investment research and does not contain an investment recommendation, nor investment or professional advice. It is not an offer or solicitation to engage in any investment activity, and you should seek your own financial, tax, and legal advice before engaging in any such activity. UBS has no responsibility to you in relation to this content and has no regard to your personal circumstances or investment objectives, and receiving it does not imply any form of client relationship with UBS for any legal, regulatory, or tax purpose. This content is not intended for distribution into any jurisdiction where to do so would be contrary to law or regulation. UBS does not accept any liability over the content of such material or reliance upon any information contained herein. The views and opinions expressed by any guest speaker or third party are not those of UBS. Accordingly, UBS does not accept liability over any such views and opinions expressed by such persons. This content is the valuable intellectual property of UBS, and UBS specifically prohibits the redistribution of it in whole or in part without its prior written permission. UBS 2025. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. All rights reserved.